A new series of historic classical music performances on DVD features some of the 20th century's most famous musicians. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has the review.
Classical music lovers fall more or less into two categories. The ones who think that recent performances of classical music have never been better, and those who believe that the performances of the past will never be equaled. Now the new technology has been making the old technology more available. EMI has a new series on DVD, Classic Archives, in which major 20th century musicians, filmed mostly in the 1960s and 70s, are represented by complete performances of substantial works. The impressive list includes cellist Mstislav Rostropovich playing the 5 Beethoven cello sonatas with pianist Sviatoslav Richter, Russian violinist David Oistrakh playing a Prokofiev sonata for 2 violins with his son Igor, conductors Leopold Stokowski, Herbert von Karajan and Carlo Maria Giulini, French mezzo-soprano Regine Crespin, and the delightful Spanish soprano Teresa Berganza. There are legendary figures like violinist Yasha Heifetz and pianist Arthur Rubinstein, but some lesser-known artists are at least as interesting, like the elegant Russian conductor Igor Markevich. Here he is in 1963, conducting the scherzo of Shostakovich's cheeky First Symphony. Each DVD also includes a bonus feature of even rarer historic material. On the Markevich disc, for example, there's a precious film of the 83-year-old Igor Stravinsky conducting his Firebird Suite with the New Philharmonia Orchestra. Many musicians believe that Stravinsky was not a technically proficient conductor, but watching him makes visible why listening to his recordings is so mesmerizing. The bonus on the Giulini disc is an electrifying rehearsal of Rossini's Semiramide Overture, conducted by Toscanini's brilliant young disciple Guido Cantelli, who might have surpassed even his master if he had not been killed in a plane crash at the age of 36. On the Glenn Gould disc, the bonus material is a haunting short silent film showing the young pianist's hands in slow motion. The main part of the DVD is a documentary called Glenn Gould, The Alchemist, filmed in Toronto by the distinguished filmmaker Bruno Mont-Saint-Jean in 1974, after Gould had stopped performing in public. We hear him spouting some of his fascinating, sometimes off-the-wall musical opinions. But the film also proves that at a time when his commercial recordings didn't seem inspired, he could still play with thrilling concentration and profound expression, as in Bach's Sixth Partita, which he performs complete on the DVD.
Thank you.
Glenn Gould's other selections range from heartbreaking short pieces by 17th century English composers William Byrd and Orlando Gibbons, whom Gould calls his favorite composer, to such 20th century masterpieces as Berg's Piano Sonata and Webern's Variations for Piano. It's startling to see the close-ups of Gould's hands in 1974. They look as soft and pink and childlike as they did 20 years earlier in the silent film.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Classic Archive DVD series on EMI. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Sherrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. Anne-Marie Baldonado directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.